Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them. Everybody else in between, we were looking forward to the NBA game tonight, and we told you that on Game Time Decisions. We were ready. We were locked and loaded with the player props tonight, and it was a very good night for our same game parlays and our player props. And I'm just looking here right now from Game Time Decisions. We gave it to Denver Nuggets in the first quarter. That ended up being a push. My boy Kyle Lowry, of all people, burnt me and hit a shot at the buzzer, even though they had a foul to give. It was pretty stupid of them not to foul him. They didn't. Peter Vesey tweeted out that was pretty stupid, and he was right. But then the Nuggets won the first half. We had the Nuggets first half, Nuggets first quarter. First quarter push, Nuggets win the first half. They win the game. But then we get into the same game parlays. But Matthias, last week, if you recall, when the Galaxy fired Chris Klein, their president, the next night they played Real Salt Lake, and I took them. I said, they're going to get a spark from this. And, dude, Inter Miami tonight, you're getting plus money against the Birmingham Legion. Now, basically, all these players on Inter Miami, bro, are about to be teammates of Messi. Or at least they better be if they don't play good, you know what I'm saying? Look for Inter Miami to start playing better, bro. These players, they want to be there. And some of them know I'm screwed, right? I'm going to get replaced but by his buddy or by this or that. But you've got other guys that are on this team suddenly. I knew tonight. If you're on a team and you find out that the biggest name in soccer is coming to your team, you don't think you get a bump? And you don't think, damn, man, he's coming to join us? We can't lose to Birmingham, the Birmingham Legion, man. Like, you know what I mean? That's a bad look. Like, imagine if you're Messi, Matthias, and you're at home, and everyone's, like, sort of, like, because you know some people are mocking him and stuff. I see that that low-life scumbag, Piers Morgan, is mocking him. Doesn't want to play competitive soccer and blah, blah, and all that type of stuff. He's scared. You see Barca took a little shot. He doesn't want any pressure on him and stuff. And even he said, I want to take my family out of the spotlight. But we loved Inter tonight because of this. Boom. We hit the under. We hit Inter. We hit the East Coast Hockey League game with the Florida Everblades. We hit the under 5.5. Just straight fire tonight. But Bam Adebayo and the Jimmy Butler prop to the over. There's so many of them here. I can go on. Like, here's one. Bam Adebayo, 20 or more. Jimmy Butler, 20 or more, plus 145 winner. Here's another one. Denver to win the game. Murray, 20 or more points. Jokic, 10 or more assists. Winner, plus 325. Here's another winner. Jokic and Butler combined for 50 or more points, plus 100. Just goes on and on. You know what was not a winner, though? Anjabor did not see that one. Freaking tennis. Anjabor screwed me, man. I played that parlay with Swiatek and Anjabor. That was brutal, bro.
Brutal, Gabe. The worst is when you wake up to it. You know, it's nice when you wake up to dubs and cashing it in your account. But when
I stopped watching, I fell asleep. She was leading.
I wasn't even going to watch, Gabe. I wake up to it. It's too late. I like to watch the replay of it, if anything. When I saw that she won the first set, my eyes always light up thinking, oh, nice. And then when I see that she blew it, oh, what a disaster.
Yeah, that was a disaster. Well, not a disaster. It was a loss. It was a loss. You know what, though? You see my girl, eh? Layla Fernandez. She's killing it again, huh? Let's roll. Level three, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. It's the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. We're breaking it down. The Denver Nuggets broke down the Miami Heat tonight. They're up 2-1 right now. They're minus 900 to win the series. You know, it's almost annoying and comical right now, and it's too bad because I got to tune everything out all the time now because there's just so much stupidity out there. After every game that a team wins or loses, everybody thinks it's over all the time, right? When Denver won game one, the series was over after the fact. Denver are too good for them. Miami wins game two. Suddenly, oh, you know what? Michael Porter's not that good, and Caldwell Pope, and they can't hit shots, and Jimmy Butler's amazing, and the Miami Heat have home court now. And now tonight, Denver win, and it'll be, well, Miami can't win, and they've hit the wall, and the same narrative. And it's like rinse and repeat. And people bring up all this stuff about this team's going to want this and want that. Everybody wants to win, all right? Well, this team's going to need to win. The Florida Panthers aren't going to win tomorrow because they're at home and they need to win. The Florida Panthers will win tomorrow, in my opinion, because they're going to play better hockey, take less penalties, make less mistakes, block more shots, and get better goaltending, right? Not because they need it. Teams, everyone needs it, right? The Buffalo Bills needed Norwood to make the field goal, right? Like, so you need something. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. But at the same point in time, to me, it's not always about, like, oh, the home court, the home ice. And I brought it up time and time again, and I said it. Hey, the home court will backfire on Miami tonight. And it did. I always think that teams are better off sort of in the second game at home. Because they're mad and they know, listen, we got distracted. Like, I'll just be real. Why was Jimmy Butler hanging out with Neymar before the game, taking free throws an hour before the game tonight? I mean, you know, it's not time for that. You think Neymar's going to let you kick the ball before the World Cup with him? No. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
We've talked a lot of soccer on the program this week, and rightfully so. We've been killing and making money. Devastating blow for the Canadian national team. Alphonso Davies will not play in the Gold Cup. So we didn't get to that. Alphonso Davies will not play in the Gold Cup for Canada. But soccer's taking center stage right now. And I just wanted to give you an update. And our boy Matias is a big Argentina fan and loves Messi. Never seen him live before. This is your opportunity. Right now, Inter Miami, LAFC, Is this one of these deals where, like, you absolutely positively have to be there? Like, this is like being a teenager when your favorite band comes to town. You can't say, I remember when I was a kid, actually, Kiss were playing. It made my mother rest in peace. She was super cool, and used to get, you know, she got me cool things. And Kiss were playing, and it was like, I think it was the Alive tour. It was like 1977, 78 to 77. And she told me point blank, I couldn't get tickets and whatever, and you know what I mean? And she goes, you know, next time. I think I was too young. She goes, next time they come and whatever. And I wasn't happy for like the 2 years until I saw them. I think I saw them in 1979 after. So I wasn't happy for the 2 years. So if I was you, I wouldn't want to wait. You know, if I told you, well, you know what, you'll have to wait till next year. But even next year, it'll be expensive again with you. So you don't have a choice. You're going to get, you know what I mean? Whatever time he's playing in L.A., bro, every time he plays in L.A., it's going to be expensive. Maybe it'll be a little cheaper for a Galaxy game, but will it? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I got to tell you, this LAFC game, you can get tickets in the supporter section right now for about $550. And I got to tell you something, hell, I might just buy a pair right now. They're not getting any cheaper, bro. Like, I'm telling you, moving up. They're not getting any cheaper.
Gabe, I'll tell you right now, it's Labor Day weekend. I just sent LAFC a press credential request for the game.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I will be trying to get a request along with about the 500 other people that applied for the request today as well. So hopefully they pick me at Sports Grid. 3,800
media. Yeah, the stadium's not that big, Matthias, all right? The press box's not that big. See, I like my style. I'm like, oh, whatever. I'll just give them their damn $500. Like, here's your $500. Whatever. I don't go. You know what I need to see here?
I'll tell you what. I think I'll stand out. I put about six emoji Argentina flags after sincerely Matthias Berbel.
Think you're gonna?
You know, they're gonna feel the vibe.
Yeah, you're gonna be the only one with an Argentina jersey there or something, right? Yeah.
Now, Gabe, to tell you the truth, I would much rather see Lionel Messi for the first time ever playing an Argentina jersey than playing a Miami FC jersey or Inter Miami.
Let me ask you: Are you going to get an Inter Miami jersey?
No.
No.
No, I just got a PSG jersey. No, you know, my mother just came back from France with my father not that long ago. They went for a little vacation.
It's like me.
They brought me back three PSG jerseys. They brought me back three custom Messi PSG jerseys as a gift. And I said, oh, thank you so much. Little did I know that he wouldn't be playing for them right now. But, hey, you know what? It is what it is. I just got three of those bad boys. But you know what? Maybe I'll get that Miami, that Inter Miami jersey as well.
That's a good gift idea. Good gift idea. You're a big fan of his. Fanatics have the rights, just for the record. They're gonna kill it on this one. There's a Messi collection. I guess he's got a special deal. There's a Messi collection on Fanatics. That's where the official link is. Like, even FC Miami and everything. That's like that's the link to go to if you want to keep hitting refresh. He's not officially on the team yet, though. Sort of like me, when the Spurs, Matthias, won the draft, I looked to see if Wembanyama jerseys. I'm like, how come they don't have a Wembanyama jersey? I was like, well, he's not on the team yet. That's why. I kind of clued in. I'm like, Messi's not, you know, they haven't had the press conference yet. He can't start selling jerseys yet. But they better print up a lot of jerseys. So just for the record, the cities he's going to. So as we mentioned, there's a game July 21st, Cruz Azul. There's actually an MLS little in-season tournament going on, too, that people haven't talked about. Because the Vancouver Whitecaps, Matthias, said, so you're saying there's a chance. Like, there's like a zero, you know what I mean? There's a chance that on August 19th or something or whatever it was, and I don't know, they have like one of these in-season tournaments like the NBA and everyone's doing this stuff, whatever. It's like the MLS something in there, whatever the hell it's called. All right, so these are the cities. So Fort Lauderdale, they play in Fort Lauderdale. They're going to host Charlotte on August 20th. This is the big one that after that, Matthias, his first road game, bro, is in New York, man, against the Red Bulls. That's going to be lit. All right, that in a New York market, boom. It's actually New Jersey. The arena is like basically across the street from where the New Jersey Devils play in Newark. I guess it technically, I think they call it Harrison, but it's basically Newark. Nice stadium. You get off the train platform, the stadium's right there. Very nice stadium. Anyone that's flown in, you always see it. It sticks out. Big silver stadium. Red Bulls play in New Jersey. NYFC, NYCFC are the only ones that actually play in New York. So that's going to be late in New York. Then it's Inter Miami hosting Nashville. Then you got that September 3rd game in Los Angeles. So the New York LA stuff is just like, whoa, back to back in a week. Then they're back home. Atlanta is already like sold out for their September 16th game. He is not playing against any of the Canadian MLS teams this year in Canada. TFC play in Miami. Toronto play in Miami on September the 20th. Our boy, Big Card Julio, will get a chance. Chicago, and for all you Rageaholics in Chicago and Illinois, the Chicago Fire host Inter Miami on October the 4th. And then people in Charlotte, last game of the year, October the 21st. People have been pulling the trigger on Inter Miami futures, which I would not suggest. I'm not saying
that's
that.
Good, that's a good idea, Gabe. That's yeah. Some great advice.
They're in last place, Matthias. Like, I like.
As if Messi was 25 years old.
And he's going to miss some games. Like, I know something's going to suck for some people to buy tickets, but exactly. They're not going to run this guy into the ground. It's going to be about next year. It's going to be about getting other players to come in to play with him, right? They're going to ease him into this thing. So he's not just going to storm out of the gates here. Like, what they are shooting for is that Champs League, that CONCACAF Champs League. That's why they want to play him against Cruz Azul, Matthias, right? And this U.S. Open Cup stuff is big to them, too. Any hardware is good, right? They're not having a good MLS season. But, you know, like we said, they're not winning anything this year, guys. Even though people, I know you want to get the novelty ticket in on this.
You know, I wonder where all the load management haters are going to come after Messi, you know, because you know he's going to have a lot of load management, Gabe. He's going to have a lot of missed games.
Night where they're like Nashville, they'll be like, yeah, he's not playing tonight. Like,
you know? Kawhi Leonard's going to be watching this thinking, like, what the hell do I got to do to get some love?
I can tell you, there's going to be a lot of MLS teams are going to be saying, I mean, we better get better turf. Like, I'm telling you right now, the Vancouver Whitecap grass sucks. The field turf sucks, Matthias. It's like concrete. It's not good. Like, if I'm point blank, if I was in Miami, I'm like, he's not playing on that pitch, bro.
Exactly.
His
agent, his father, they already told Inter Miami what places he's not playing at for that specific reason, Gabe. Yeah. You nailed it. His dad's on top of it. You need to take care of those knees before the next two tournaments.
They know, I guarantee, like Matthias said, they know where all the good turf is and real grass, and like they're not, it's not going to be negotiable. Like I was telling someone that. I was like, you know, about Whitecaps, he said he get excited, but that, he ain't playing on field turf.
Gabe, that reminds me of the U.S. Women's National Team when they went to Hawaii when I was living out there. They had to play a game at Aloha Stadium. They showed up. All the tickets were bought for. They went to do a walk around at Aloha Stadium, and they said, hell no, we're not playing on this. They scrapped the game, and then they told all the people that bought their tickets, if you guys want to watch us play, we're going to have a free practice over at YPO Soccer Field. Come over and watch us play on natural gas, but the game is canceled. Aloha Stadium turf sucks.
Yeah, man. Like, I guarantee you right now, this, if I was a president of somebody's MLS teams and I got field turf and bad grass, I'm like, yo, someone's getting fired if, like, we don't get Messi coming here because of the grass, you know? All right, we're going to get us some UFC on the other side. Eric Anders going to step up and in. We're stoked to have him. Eric Anders fighting Marc-Andre Barrios, UFC 289 pay-per-view from Vancouver. And we'll get into the card after Eric joins us as well. Bringing it.
Sports Grid,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including everybody listening in SoCal, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in the house, and so is Eric Anders. Countdown to First Punch is on. UFC 289 pay-per-view, Vancouver, BC, home of the Vancouver Canucks at Rogers Arena. The arena is going to be lit. Vancouver's a great fight town. It's hosted many UFC events in the past. They're super stoked to have it back. Ticket sales are through the roof. There's a ton of excitement about the card because it's going to be a violent card. They put together a card with a bunch of fighters with bad intentions, including Mr. Eric Anders, who steps up and in to join us right now, taking on Marc-Andre Berrio. Eric, welcome to the Rage. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us a couple of days away from a big fight, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing awesome. Thank you guys for having me. But I got a question for you. What is a Canuck?
That's a good question. It's like a Canadian.
Oh, you don't even know.
Yeah, no, it's
are
a
you
Canadian.
Not Canadian?
Yeah, it's like a Canadian. It's a Canadian.
Oh, okay,
it's like
okay,
a slang
okay.
for a Canadian. The Vancouver Canucks, they had some crazy skiers as well. The Canadian ski team in the Olympics, and they were called the Crazy Canucks. So
okay.
if you want to talk smack to Marc-Andre, go f off you Canuck or something. But it's not really insulting.
Well, I was about to say if it's the name of a sports team, it's probably not too derogatory. So
No. Yeah, exactly. It's the home of the Vancouver Canucks. It's the hockey team in the NHL. So listen, you know all about team sports, and I've spoken to a lot of athletes. I've spoken to you about your football career in the past. Did you like going on the road, let's say in a Baton Rouge, man, you're going into Gainesville or Florida in the Swamp or something like that, and shutting their fans up because you're fighting against a Canadian, and they will be very supportive. It's going to be a rowdy arena for all the Canadian fighters. Do you like fighting a, quote, like road fight? Do you enjoy that?
It doesn't matter to me, man. It is what it is. The objective is still the same. And to be honest, I don't know who's more Canadian, him or me. You know, he left. He lives in Florida, sunshine and, the beach. You know, I'm not here in Arizona. I'm closer than he is.
You're right. You're actually closer. That was a nice
American,
trip
dude.
For you.
He's not Canadian.
So
I got an American passport and everything.
he's not Canadian. So I said something when looking at this matchup, man. And Berrio's a tough dude, obviously. But I said, man, Eric's been in there with everybody. This guy's been in there with much tougher competition over the years. He's seen it all. Does that help? Is that true? Or is that something just someone like me in front of a microphone says? But you look at who you fought, bro. You've been in an octagon with Lyoto Machida, bro. Like, one of the greatest fighters of all time. You fought in some real badass fighters over the years, some big-time championship-caliber fighters. How much does that help you as you've gotten older in your MMA career?
Yeah, keeping it on, the sports, like the football terminology. Like, my strength of schedule has definitely been much harder than his. So I think that's something to lean on going into the fight, been in some five rounders, some main events, travel, been on the road. So yeah, I think as far as experience goes, it weighs heavily in my favor.
And as far as experience goes, preparing for a fight, you've been through this before. How have these preparations gone? And I wanted to ask you about you talking. Every time I hear a fighter talk about retirement, it's like, oh boy, right? But you're not talking about retirement. You got five fights left. You want to end with a bang here. And it seems like you're in a very good spot with where you're at psychologically right now. You want to go out there, you want to rack up some wins, you want to have some, you want to have some fun, you want to make some bank and make some money on the way out, but you see the light at the end of the tunnel. Where are you at psychologically right now, and is this one of the better places that you've been in your career?
Yeah, you know, my kids are getting older, and, you know, I want to be, like, more involved. And, you know, I'm always gone for, like, 2 months at a time. And, like, right now I could be, like, traveling. They're out of school. They're not really doing any sports right now for these 2 weeks. And then when I get back, you know, they start back with summer workouts for football and things like that. So, you know, our time is together is kind of limited. And, you know, going out and, you know, having experiences, traveling, seeing things and whatnot. So, yeah, you know, they're getting older. It's something I want to do. So, you know, I've done well in the sport. Five fights put me at 20 UFC fights. I think that's a really good, you know, feather in my cap. You know, not a whole lot of people can say that they fought 20 times for the UFC. And, like, traveling, you know, I fought in Brazil, Canada, you know, several states in America. So, yeah, you know, this whole thing has just been a great experience. But, you know, at this point in my life, in my career, I just want to put on entertaining fights and entertain the fans and, you know, ride off into the sunset.
What does it mean, man, when you're opening up the night on pay-per-view like that? Like, how fired up do you get when the crowd, it just sort of gets dialed up a little bit, right? When, you know, the music starts and you know, the real intro begins. Super cool. I'm getting goosebumps right now. What does it mean to you to be part of the main card and open up a fight night like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The UFC knew what they was doing. You know, they know my style and burial style kind of clash. You know what I mean? I think we have similar styles, both aggressive, both move forward. So, you know, if you want, you know, they're opening up the card to, you know, get everybody's mouth wet for that Charles Oliveira, Dariush fight, and then Amanda Nunes, Irene Aldana. So I think they put us in front to open the card to kind of set the tone for the rest of the fights of the night.
What is a danger for you in this fight? And what do you think, without obviously giving your game plan away, but do you see things against Marc-Andre that you could exploit? You just said you're similar fighters. Do you like fighting a fighter that you know is just wants to bang? You know this guy's going to be aggressive. Do you see things that you could be successful with?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I hate fighting those guys that just, like, try to, like, point fight. That's not what I'm here to do. You know, every time I fight, I'm fighting for a bonus. So, yeah, I think we'll oblige each other, meet in the middle, and let him ride.
So let me ask you, you talk about spending time with your kids. Going back to playing football, bro, when was the last time, like, you didn't wake up and have to go to practice type of thing? Like, from between football, MMA, like, going back to being a kid, like, I imagine it's pretty much your whole life, right?
Yeah, well, dude, you know, I don't sleep very much anyway, so I'm always up. So, yeah, I've just always been an early bird and a night owl at the same time. So, you know, getting up to put in work, you know, that's, you know, nothing new to me, and I've been doing it my whole life. So, yeah, it's just finding out what I'm gonna do in those early mornings in retirement. That's, you know, that's what's in the back of my mind. What am I gonna do, dude? Shit, man, nothing to do. So,
what are you gonna do? Have you thought about the next plan? I know you got into acting a little bit.
Yeah,
how much did you enjoy that experience on Cobra Kai?
Yeah, you know, if I could make that take off, you know, who wouldn't want to, you know, be a cop one day, then, you know, the other day be a, you know, a robber, or, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, you got to change who you are. I think it keeps things interesting and exciting for you. But I think opening and running my own gym is the future after I'm done fighting.
I want to ask you about that, spending time right now at the MMA lab and soaking in as many different gyms as you can and getting as many different perspectives as you can. How do you feel that this helped you for this fight?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I've been to, you know, pretty much all the major camps, with the exception of a few, trained with a lot of high-level guys, coaches, and, yeah, you know, so, you know, you just kind of tuck that stuff in your back pocket and you pull it out when you need it.
Now, I wanted to ask you before we get you out of here, man, you played college football at the highest level. At what point was it you said, I'm going to make a career of mixed martial arts, this is my thing? And how much of a blessing has mixed martial arts been for you to be there after football? And as you stated, you know, you just got a whole entire second career out of this, and there's still a lot of racetrack left. You're not done yet, but how much of a blessing has MMA and the UFC been for you in your life?
You know, timing is everything. I think when I finished college, it's kind of like when the UFC, like, really took off in terms of popularity of being on network television and not, like, just a pay-per-view once a month. They're fighting every weekend now. So, like, the timing for me was perfect, you know. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, you know, try to tell me that I'm a football player that picked up fighting. But in all honesty, I think that I was a fighter who's just playing football because fighting wasn't an avenue to pursue outside of boxing when I was growing up. So, you know, obviously, you know, I'd probably be way better at fighting if I had been doing this my whole life like I did football. But, you know, I can't be mad at the experience and the exposure I got playing football and winning national championship and things like that.
We'll wrap it up with this, man. You see now with this NIL stuff, these kids are making some serious money, man. Like, some of these kids, like, in the SEC are making, like, Brock Lesnar money, bro. Like, you know what I mean? They're making, like, millions of dollars.
Pay, yeah. Yeah, I want back pay, man. Let me get 50K. We'll call it even. And, you know, that's it.
They're getting more than that. So let me wrap it up with this. I know you had a great relationship with Coach Saban. Does he ever call you? Do you speak to him before big fights? And or do you have former teammates of yours that go, man, I saw you on TV, man. That's some crazy stuff you're doing, bro.
Yeah. All my teammates, you know, always chime in, shoot me a message or whatever. I think Mark Ingram and Marcel Darius are like the biggest MMA fans. So, you know, they always pop up and show up. The fights, and I go to fights with them. They just love it. So I don't think any of them are too shocked that I got into fighting because we'd always wrestle around in the locker room. And, you know, your boy was ready to take on all comers, you know, offensive linemen, from the offensive linemen all the way down to DB. So, you know, they already know what I'm made of.
So, Eric, we'll get you out on this if you can. Prediction Saturday night, we're going to be there. How's this fight going to go?
Man, you know, I'm always searching for the finish. You know, Mark has shown to be, like, super durable and tough. So if we got to go 15, we go 15. But I don't get paid by the hour, so I'm trying to get him out of there at the earliest convenience.
Eric, it's always a pleasure, my man. Best of luck in your final preparations for Saturday night's pay-per-view. Main card, Vancouver. Enjoy Vancouver, BC. It's a beautiful city. Always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
All right, my pleasure, brother. Thank you. You have a good one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Sports Talk Radio continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pitch, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else between. Let's do this thing. A lot of stuff still to get to here. And I got to tell you, great week of shows this week. Great job by Matthias. We've had great guests. Thanks to Eric Anders for joining us on the program. Looking forward to UFC 289. We'll see if we can get our boy on. Instead of like me and Aaron have been, or as he was known on Sports Rage in the old days, Orville. Me and Bronstetter have been trying to set up just to meet, and I'm not trying to big time him, but I basically told him, listen, I got 2 shows a day and stuff like this, so what are you doing the day of the fights? But he's a true professional who will be there from the first fight through to the last fight, and you know, the post, the press conference after. So we'll see if we can get him on the show either tomorrow night or Friday night. We'll just get him on live. Thanks to Eric Anders for joining us. He's in tough against Marc-Andre Berriot. Eric Anders has definitely been in the cage with better people. You know, nobody's going to dispute that, right? I have a lot of respect for anybody who's fought in Lyoto Machida. I'll tell you that. You know, Thiago Santos, Lyoto Machida. Eric Anders fought, like, some world, you know, some champion guys, championship-caliber fighters, and Lyoto Machida is one of the greatest fighters of all time, actually. But it's a bigger fight for Berriot. You know, you get to certain stages, sort of like the Oliveira fight, different, you know, they're different stages, different fighters, but like Charles Oliveira and Dariush, it's a bigger fight for Dariush. It just is. You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to make money. You know, Oliveira got the belt, made a couple of bucks. It's all about making money, and you want your time, and Berriot's going to feel like it's his time right now. It's going to be an explosive fight to start the card. We'll get back to this. I've been looking at this card and digging in a little bit. I guess as long as we're on it right now, you know, Matthias, Blake Builder is a dude that I like on this card. The line keeps climbing. It was like minus 200, and it's up to 250 right now. And I can understand why, but I think that's good parlay material right there. We had our boy Dan Ige on the program. I think Ige and Landwehr is going to be a war, bro. I think that fight's going to go over the number. There's a couple other totals I like. Like, the what do you think about Anders and Berriot? You think that fight goes the distance?
No. I think it's going to be under 2.5.
I could see a third-round stoppage.
It's going to be
early
tight game.
Third round.
Anders is a strong guy, and Berriot will go in there. You know, I love the fact that he said that he's more Canadian than Berriot. Had me cracking up during the interview. Yeah. If Mark
like how he stopped
his interview, Gabe.
I like how he stopped me. He goes, whoa, he's not Canadian. He's like, not even Canadian. He goes, he's not even Canadian. He goes, he's not even Canadian. He lives in Florida.
He has an American passport.
I think he's got an American passport. He goes, I'm closer to Canada than he is. I'm in Arizona.
Isn't that great? I love that. You know what?
Goes,
that made me want to go.
Probably surprised Eric. It was only like an hour and a half flight for him from Phoenix. He's like, damn, I'm that damn close to Vancouver, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what the hell is a Canuck? Aren't you Canadian?
Caught me off guard there. He's like, I said the home of the Vancouver Canucks, right? He goes, what's the Canuck? So we know he doesn't know the NHL teams. Figured, okay, let him know
Anders
he's going to see.
Plus 120. You know the way that he did that interview. I think I gotta go with Eric right now. Gabe at plus 120. He seems ready to rock.
He seems very calm and relaxed. It's the one thing. Like if you play the national championship football games and stuff, any card. Like he's been on big cards before. He's been around. Like I said, if you fought Lyoto Machida, you're not gonna be scared of fighting Marc-Andre Berriot. But I gotta tell you, Matthias. If the name Marc-Andre Berriot ain't Canadian, I don't know what is.
He lives in Florida, man.
He trains in Florida, bro. The guy's from Gatineau, Quebec, right? You know where that is? It's actually, it's the Ottawa region. He's basically from Ottawa. It's like the French part of Ottawa, which Ottawa is right near
Montreal. Actually saw him on Embedded. I saw Berriot on Embedded signing posters, and he even sounds Canadian when he talks. So I know that Anders is throwing some heat right now. He's throwing some heat. He was expecting it, you know. He knew that a lot of Canadians are listening to sports.
If you want, we could like tweet it out to Berriot and said Eric Anders says Berriot's not a real Canadian.
Yeah, then we're throwing some heat. Then we're never gonna get Anders again.
Yeah, no, that's what you say. He won't care, to be honest. But I don't. That's not my style. I'm not looking for it's not my style.
Let's not instigate a fight that's already going to happen.
Hey, did you hear what he said about you? That's what people do. Hey, did you hear what he said? Right? That's MMA media, bro. Hey, did you hear what he said? Said you weren't even Canadian, dude. Everyone does that, right? Like, remember that's the big thing. Remember Connor did that to Jose Aldo, and it really pissed Aldo off. But it's different though with Berriot. Berriot, what do you want, Berriot? Like next to being in Montreal, right, at GSP's gym, like where the hell is he going to go? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I mean? But, like, I remember Aldo when Conor McGregor, he goes, you're not even Brazilian. You live in Miami. he said the same thing. Someone, Sonnen, busted that card out in the old days with Silva. He said, if you love Brazil so much, how come you don't live there? Right? So, like, it, you know, people, MMA fighters seem to like that. They like that. It's that thing. That's like a good sort of, that's a fallback, it seems, for a lot of these guys. It's like, you don't even, yeah, you're not even training where you're from. So don't give me this crap that you're from there. We've heard it a lot over the years.
All the Brazilians that end up moving to Coconut Beach, Florida, like Mackenzie Dern got the beef. Everybody gets the beef when they move.
Remember,
to the
US. Chael Sonnen even said, I'm more Brazilian than you are. I've been here more than you have been. Like, you know, they dropped that. So that's too good. Yes, what a Canuck. Oh, it's the hockey team. And a Canuck is a slang for a Canadian, right? But, like, it's not insulting. It's not like a stupid Canuck. You know what I mean? It's not like there's a hockey team named it, so it's not like X-rated or anything. Canadians don't like being called goofs, but not in all parts, but seriously. I once saw Matthias, a true story. It was in a hallway. I was in this, like, kind of bad hotel type thing and in Toronto, and these dudes were fighting in the hall. Like, they were arguing about, like, basically, you know, drugs and basically, like, crack rocks and stuff. And they were, you know, they were going back and forth pretty good, but I'll never trust you again, screw you, and, like, F you. And there was a little pushing. I could hear it through the walls. Like, there was, like, a little bit of, like, pushing, but it was, they were going back and forth just talking smack. And then one of them said, you're an effing goof, man. And goof in, like, some Canadian prisons. That's, like, snitch, rat, bitch. Like, you know what I mean? It's funny, like, you never know. Like, the word goof, really? Okay. Dude, these guys, like, went through the plate glass door, basically, after Matthias, once the word goof was used. I should have told Anders, call him a goof. He's actually from Ontario. I should have said, call him a goof. Would have been a brawl, bro.
Now, that's a lesson in Canadian language right there, man.
Yeah, that's some good
tips.
Oh, dude, like, I should pass it on. If you tell him right at the way, and you effing goof. Barrio would lose it, because Barrio's actually from the one place that's a big insult. See, but I'm just saying, we're just throwing it out there, but
Barrio will be thinking, I wonder who the hell told him that. And then it's like, hey, bro, RNC.
I don't want that. I don't want that. Dude, your boy BJ Penn came on my show a couple of times and said some really crazy things, man. And, like, the other fighters that he was fighting all the time didn't talk to me for years, Matthias, after. Because they were like, I was on your show, that was sad, right? I'm like, man, you know? So I don't want any trouble. We kept it clean. Just asking about the fights. We're not looking for clicks. We just want to promote the fighters here. So, as I was saying, I like this builder dude. He's minus 250 right now. He's going to win this fight. I'm putting him in parlays to get my night started.
You know what? I'm sure there's some Canadians that are like, what the hell, Gabe? Because that's the first Canadian of the card is actually Kyle Nelson, and he's fighting builder. So that'll be 0-1 for the Canadians. And then Sahabi's up next. And you know what? I don't think Sahabi's going to beat Quinn Lang.
I think
first Canadian victory of the night is going to be Jusa Davicius, Gabe, the girl. The woman. I think she's going to beat Maverick.
She's going to take her down.
I think she's a real dog. Canadian wrestling, baby. I heard she's a good one.
Yeah. You know what? The Canadian wrestling girls, bro, they're tough, Matthias. Remember, who was the girl with the red hair?
She's a champ. I think she's number one, Gabe.
Who was the girl with the red hair? She was tough as hell. She didn't win all the time. Canadian. Iranian Canadian girl, Rhonda Conda. What was her name? Conda.
Oh my God, the name is escaping me.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
She was actually just recently cut.
Yeah. But she used to be the same thing. She used to be this tough. She's gonna get you down, and she's not the most athletic. It's bothering me. I don't remember her name now. Sarah Kaufman was another one, Matthias. Like, there's been some good Canadian sort of just tough ass. The Canadian women are tough, bro. I think you're right as far as that's concerned. Live dog there. So you think that's the first? Yeah, I don't want to pick on a Canadian, but I'm not betting on every Canadian for the sake of it.
No, but you know what? There's a lot of respect going to Mike Mallett, Canadian on the main card. A lot of people wanted to see Nazardin Imavov and Chris Curtis on the main card, but no, they gave the Canadian Mike Mallett fighting Adam Fugit. And there's a lot of backlash on this fight being on the card, Gabe, but you know what? This guy finishes fights, and that's why he's on the main card.
He's going to be entertaining. That's why they put him on the card. Exactly. And you know what? Dana also knows these guys, these Canadian, these dudes, man, they're going to be swinging for the fences for bonuses, bro. They're not fighting for the belt, Matthias. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want to make a name for themselves. Like, Canadian fight fans, it's sort of like that old school Brazil, too. Right? Like, they're it's going to get nationalistic and all that. Like, they're going to be really into it. And I'll tell you what, Matthias, I don't know if you're aware of this. There's a ton of Brazilians in Vancouver. A ton. Like,
that's
so
fantastic.
There's going to be, yeah, so I'm just throwing that out there right now. Yeah, I know.
You know, a lot of people think that Nunes, that Aldana's a live dog against Nunes, and I was one of those guys until about 5 hours ago when I really dug deep, and I'm thinking Nunes is going to take Aldana down and keep her down and maybe submit her.
Yeah, Nunes is going to win that fight. That's going to be the back ends of all my parlays. I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. Well, we'll try to get Aaron on tomorrow. We'll get him on. We'll just figure out the timing of this stuff. But listen, there's tennis coming up here. I want to throw this at you here. We're on top of everything, Matthias. We talk about the Canadian women. They're rocking, bro. Andreescu and Michael Venus are in the mixed doubles here against Cato and Puets. Cato and Puets are minus 125. Andreescu and Venus are plus 100. Yet Andreescu is the best player on the court, like by far. She's like seriously, like she's the only one who's ever won a major. She's seriously the best one on the court. She's not a doubles expert, but she's by far the best player. This Venus guy is a doubles expert. He's freaking good, Matthias. Michael Venus.
Gabe, if I could give you an educated prediction right now, I would. But I never mess around with doubles because I always lose.
Not just doubles.
I only rode the doubles train with you.
Mixed.
With Kyrgios.
Mixed doubles.
And Kokkinakis. The Kyrgios and Kokkinakis train that we rode in the Australian Open.
Yeah. We did well with it. Yeah, we did well with it. We won
it. The one and only time. The one and only time.
I'm telling you, don't want to leave this on the table, bro. Andreescu is going to win and add another grand major to her case. She's going to win. She's dead serious about this. Like, she's winning. Andreescu is plus 100. Andreescu and Michael Venus. My girl Layla Fernandez is in this too, Matthias. She's in the semifinals. But she's playing Goff and Pegula. Townsend and Fernandez.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And Leagues, as we are, go find it. We'll tell you what right now on the way out here. How about this? A little mixed doubles action. It's coming up at 3 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, 6 o'clock Eastern East Coast. It's Cato and Puets against Andreescu and Michael Venus for the mixed doubles French Open Championship. Andreescu is clearly the best player on the court. Venus is a double specialist that's won before. He hasn't won a Grand Slam major before like this. But I think Andreescu can drive them home. People have been underestimating her entire career. She's plus 100. Get in on this. She's going to win. Layla Fernandez and Townsend are playing against Coco Gauff and Pegula. You would figure out they're going to get smoked. But the odds makers don't think so. Gauff and Pegula are only minus 175. Let's go 3 sets. Let's go over 2.5 sets. It's going to go 3 sets. It's going to be a battle. Layla Fernandez is a freaking battler. Townsend's a good young player. They're not going to roll over for these two. They're going to be in tough to win. I'll give you that. I actually think Goff and Pegula to play. I hate to go against Fernandez, but -175. But I do think it's going to be 2.5 sets. Follow me on Twitter at SportsRage. I'm going to post the picks. That's coming up at, 2 in the morning? Even better, except that's actually tomorrow night at 2 in the morning. Matias, Alcaraz, Djokovic, it's up to -225 right now.
Oh, man, I'm going with Alcaraz, Gabe. I am, but I am going in five. He'll get it in five. I give Djokovic two sets. It's going long, and I think Swiatek also wins, and I'm going with the under.
All right, what about, so the Andreescu stuff is coming up at 3 in the morning. What about the woman? Sabalenka, -334. Mujova is +250. We got Swiatek as a massive favorite, 16-1 against Haddad Maia. What are your picks?
I like Swiatek, and I like the under, and I like Sabalenka to get it done in two.
Yeah, I don't disagree with your picks right there. Sabalenka in straight sets. Awesome stuff. Good luck to Eric Anders. Thanks to the USC. And best of luck to Eric Anders. Shout out to Cam Stewart, Ian Cameron, A.K. Babano.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.